Senior Bowl going on right now. John Congemi has been covering it diligently for us in a beautiful Mobile, Alabama. How about this? You talk about, you know, guys sacrificing for the betterment of the team, Tuan. I mean, you would certainly appreciate this because of your high standing in this organization. You've got Congemi, Lomac, our video producer, and Andy Kent all sharing one motel room. All sharing one motel room in Mobile, Alabama.
How many beds?
Two.
No.
John, you and Andy are sharing a bed or no?
Well, no. Andy's been making some room on the floor. We've been moving the TV and okay. moving the desk around. He's been fairly comfortable on the floor.
I knew my boy John was going to have a bed. That I knew. If I knew, I knew one thing, he was going to have a bed.
Juan, I'm doing such a good job up here. They left a robe with my initials on it.
Great stuff, John. We're kidding, by the way. They're not all sharing a hotel room. Hey, let me start with these guys because we've got a bunch of text messages about them today. The Miami offensive lineman, Linder, of course, is a St. Thomas guy, and Sean Charles Henderson. I watched a little bit on Monday. It looked like a struggle at times for them, but that was Monday. It's now Wednesday. They've had a couple of days to get their feet under them and all of that. Dolphins are looking for offensive line help. Obviously, a lot of Dolphin fans are Hurricane fans. So what have you seen from those two guys?
Much better. I think as the week has progressed, their play has progressed. And especially for Chantrell, I think he struggled along with Brandon. Maybe Tuesday was their down day. It wasn't a horrible day, but it wasn't up to their standards. And I think Monday was pretty good for Brandon Linder. He came out of the blocks, I guess you would say, pretty strong. But then Tuesday they had a setback. But I've been impressed with Chantrell, because it seems like he's taking to a lot of the information that Mike Tice, the offensive line coach for the Falcons, has been giving him. And he's made significant strides just in one day from Tuesday to Wednesday. He was better on his feet today. I mean, he's a massive human being. And, you know, he had some off-field struggles during his last year at UM. And I think that the NFL is made for a guy like this. You know, he's going to have to grow up in a hurry. And sometimes the clock doesn't always go off at the same time for everybody. So this might be another awakening for him to say, hey, this is reality. This is what you were really born to do. You were born to be a football player and anchor down one side of the offensive line. And it might happen for him at the next level.
John, you talked earlier in the show about, you know, the pace and the tempo. And, you know, other than the guys that, you know, that we know about, have there been any surprises from any small schools, like, in the position of running back, wide receiver, that, you know, that most people have never heard of, never seen play?
Well, you know what, OJ? There are some guys that, you know, I might not have seen play or maybe covered one time for college football, but didn't know a whole lot about them. But a couple of them are at the position of safety, believe it or not. Jimmy Ward from Northern Illinois, not a huge guy, 5'11", 192 pounds, but he's played on the corner. He's played at safety. He's played in nickel inside. Does, you know, multiple skill sets for you, and he's really good on special teams. Marquis Queston Huff from Wyoming, another corner. 6 foot, 195 pounds. I thought he had an awesome day today. He was all over with exploding on the football, coming up in run support. Isaiah Lewis, a safety from Michigan State, had another nice day. And then there's one guy that has enormous size, and I think his upside is terrific for the NFL. It's Stanley Jean Baptiste from Nebraska. He's a corner, but he's 6'3", 220 pounds. So just think of those Seattle Seahawks corners, you know, those big safeties that they have. This is the mold that Jean Baptiste has, and his potential is pretty good at the next level.
Hey, John, when you look at actually, when we had a conversation a little earlier, we were talking about, you know, the Senior Bowl and how I made a comment that guys who needed an extra look go to the Senior Bowl. Is that still the case? Are there top guys that could have went to any bowl game that they wanted, or, you know, guys that you say, hey, you know, he didn't have to come, but he wanted to solidify his position? Or are most of those guys that need to actually look, need some help, looking to elevate their draft status?
You know what? I'd say it's probably 75-25. I think it's 75% that these are guys here that you really know about, and they want to get in front of NFL people and maybe not elevate their draft status, but solidify their draft status and prove to these guys under the watchful eye of NFL coaching that they belong. And then there's maybe the other 25% that are looking for that opportunity to say, hey, maybe you didn't know about me as much, or maybe didn't know about me at all, but I was good enough to be invited to something like this, and now I want to prove it among my peers from around the country. You know, guys like a linebacker like Michael Sam from Missouri, everybody knows how talented he is, but what is he at the NFL level? Is he a pass rushing linebacker? Is he, can he put enough pounds on to be an end in a 4-3? What is he? Chris Borland from Wisconsin. Yeah. All he does is make tackles. He had another interception today, but he's 5'11". You know, is he Zach Thomas in 2013? You know, can he be that guy?
Let me get you going on him a little bit more, John, because we're short on time, but I wanted to ask you about Borland, and you brought him up. People are just raving about him the last couple of days, and you do hear the Zach Thomas comparisons. He's undersized, white, and linebacker, so it's kind of expected that that's going to come. But as you just said, and I know I've heard you say earlier in the week too, he just keeps popping up, I guess.
Well, I'll give you another name, London Fletcher. That's who this guy is. I mean, this guy does not stop. And I had a scout standing next to me today and goes, what do you think about him? I said, he's always around the football. He makes a lot of plays. Do you want, you know, 10 more guys like him? He goes, yeah. You know, this guy, I don't know who's going to take him. It might be a luxury pick for a team. But this guy's going to make it because he's always around the ball. You know, it doesn't matter who he's playing against and where.
Good stuff. John Congemi at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. You can catch all of his coverage and all of our team coverage from the Senior Bowl at Dolphins.com and the Finsiders.com. John, you've done an excellent, excellent job the last couple of days, and we look forward to getting you back in South Florida.
You got it, guys. Pleasure to spend some time with you and look forward to seeing everybody.
Appreciate it. John Congemi from Mobile on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit the Finsiders.com.